T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Morning, Steve and Ted of the morning, 6:47 here on a Friday morning. Don't forget, 7 o'clock hour this morning, Steve and Ted's Secret Sound. You could win a couple of pizzas from Papa John's. Now, three big things.
Three.
More than half of Kansas under stay-home orders as coronavirus cases reach 168 in the state.
Two.
Day three of Sedgwick County stay-home order, 16 COVID-19 cases in Sedgwick County.
One.
House to vote today on pandemic relief package. Approval is expected. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning out there in the Wichita area, we've got fog in the area, and the report at the airport is 2 miles of visibility out there. So visibility could be an issue on your drive this morning. Good idea to be a little bit extra careful out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 74 degrees. Yesterday's high was, by the way, 74 degrees. A 60% chance for showers and storms tonight. Overnight low 53. Saturday mostly sunny and cooler. Tomorrow's high 62. Now fog, mist, and a north wind at 7 miles per hour and 50 degrees. Are you considering implementing a work-at-home policy? VoxLink can help your business make a smooth transition toward the remote office environment and save you 35% or more on your monthly bill. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465, VoxLink. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted. A deep question doctors are struggling with as they treat patients with coronavirus.
This is House Call for Health. If you've ever watched a doctor show, you've seen the high drama when there's a code blue, a patient in cardiac arrest, and the frantic effort by a team of doctors and nurses to get the heart beating again, to bring the patient back. But during this pandemic, some medical ethics experts are starting to ask tough questions. Is it worth the time and effort of hospital staff, plus the precious resources such as gowns, gloves, and masks to try to revive one patient? Scott Halpern, a bioethicist at the University of Pennsylvania, questions whether it's fair to go all in for one patient at the risk of not having what's needed to help others. However, Halpern draws the line at a blanket policy of do not resuscitate orders for all COVID-19 patients. He said doctors, patients, and families must still be allowed to make that most difficult decision on a case-by-case basis. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Ford, Fiat, Chrysler, Honda and Toyota have taken steps to restart North American factories that have been closed to protect workers from the coronavirus. The plans would reopen in early or mid-April, restoring the largest source of cash for automakers that generally book revenue when they ship vehicles to dealerships. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Women and Wealth.
Oh, yeah.
Don
oh, yeah.
Grant, CFP, hey, the money tracker, and romantic genius here to tell us about this.
Go ahead. Ted is thinking something else. You know, if you were to look at who holds and controls most of the world's money by gender, it's still men. However, that is that's rapidly changing. The Spectrum Group reports that currently women hold 32% of the wealth globally. Statistically, they outlive male investors, and if they don't already have their own wealth, many are positioned to control more money as it changes hands. Well, the Spectrum study also looked at how those women manage their wealth. What kind of a team have they built to handle the accounting, the planning, and the management of their money? The first assumption has been perpetuated by the financial industry is that women want to work with a qualified female planner or investment advisor. The study shows that just isn't true, even for the majority of women. In fact, they are often insulted when they feel they are being pushed to a female advisor. That one really surprised me. Spectrum learned that 89% of women and 88% of men don't care about the gender of their financial advisor. Women care more about the political affiliation, the experience, and whether they appear to be experts and ethical and than they do their gender. Most investors just want the smartest person in the room to guide them with their investments, of course. One of the respondents to the study added, "Women don't want women advisors. Women don't want men advisors. Women want competent advisors who invest the time to understand them as clients and work in a collaborative way without mansplaining." That's a great line. Without mansplaining or teaching or in a condescending, and condescending their way to power. Drop the mic. Well, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Number 634-2222.
All right. There you go.
Makes sense.
Interesting. I wouldn't, I'm with them. Whoever is most competent can do the most good.
I've got a lady doctor and a lady dentist, and it's, I don't care.
I have a female dentist. I have a female wife.
You have a female wife.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
This on the up and up here.
Yeah.
So there you go, Don.
Okay.
Don, you're always a font of information. I know you've been sitting at home just cooking this one up for, because you're not rewarded. Are you going out? Are you going to the office?
I am going to the office. We're on very, very limited staff.
Yeah.
Most are working from home. But I need to be there with my bank of computers to do what I do. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I can do from home.
Yeah.
But it would take me switching screens and all that stuff. So it's and we're cleaning doorknobs every couple hours. And
by the way, Ted, I don't know if you I cleaned up the studio after I left there this morning, Ted. I hope you could you smell it that it was still.
What from your
mess?
Did we smell your mess or did we smell what you cleaned up?
I cleaned up. Come on.
Okay, we smelled your mess.
Come on, Don. You always have to talk about that kind of thing.
Sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
We're going to sanitize here in a couple of minutes. Ted and I like to sanitize it. Keep our hands
That's
nice.
That's actually a great idea.
It is.
A wonderful idea.
So. Today is Mule Day.
Okay.
Now, Jad couldn't find the song, and I don't know if we could play it legally or not. Mule Train, Ted. One of our favorite songs, right?
One of my favorites.
Frankie Lane.
Is that an old cowboy western or something? Mule Train?
Mule Train, yeah. They'll be clopping along.
Yippity-yay.
We can do it. We can sing most of it, Ted, couldn't we? Yeah. This is the annual celebration of all things related to mules. It's held in Columbia, Tennessee, the mule capital of the world.
Now, why can't we have that here?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we've had donkey problems.
Begun in 1840 as Breeders' Day, a meeting for mule breeders that now attracts over 200,000 people, takes place over 4 days. In addition to mules, traditional Appalachian food, music, dancing, and crafts are featured in Columbia, Tennessee for Mule Day.
But a mule cannot procreate, correct?
What is a mule? Is that a cross between
a horse and a donkey,
and
right?
And a donkey, is that right? Or is
yes,
a
and they are sterile.
They're sterile, okay.
Oh, well.
So how
well, that's why they always look so sad.
Yeah, that's probably why they're so stubborn.
Or that's why they're so happy. Yeah.
Now, how do you get a mule's attention? You hit him in the head with a 2x4. Isn't that it? Yeah.
That might be.
Apparently, that's.
So they're like strong as a horse, but they have more of a carry mentality like a donkey
right.
or something.
Yeah,
and
they can't have other babies anymore, right?
Oh,
mules.
Poor things.
You ever see the mule they had in Kansas City when the A's were there with Charlie Finley and the A's and his mule?
I don't remember
Charlie O. the mule. The thing was as big as an elephant.
Really?
I saw it up close. Yeah, it ate baseballs for lunch. It was as big as this room. It was a giant mule.
Wow.
That was in Kansas City at the old municipal stadium, Ted. All right, Mule Day. You all celebrate.
That's great to know.
I can see Don's ears are already starting to grow.
Yeah.
For Mule Day. Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted, Secret Sound. That's on the way. We're going to talk with Congressman Ron Estes coming up. And, of course, day 3 of this Sedgwick County stay-home order. All of this coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.